Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. Every week at this time on this radio station, on this cable system, this website, wherever you're listening to us, the one and only superstar. We call him the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The acting legend, Fred Dreyer, is with us.
Thanks so very much, folks, for joining us. It's great speaking with you. And Mike, great to have you introduce me, as always.
You are the Sultan. And, there's big records coming
and
up.
And just so you know something.
Yes, what's that?
October 21st, 1973,
yes.
I was crowned Sultan of Safeties.
That was the day that you had two sacks in the same quarter and
in the same game.
In the same game and two different quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Jim Delgazzo and some other guy.
And Scott Hunter.
Scott Hunter.
And that's very good. Sultan of Safeties, October 21st in the LA Coliseum with the Green Bay Packers. And it was a glorious, beautiful day there. And I can only wish that the present-day Ram organization has as much fun as I did on that day.
You were the man, and the acting legend still continues. You're in, what's this movie you're into now that you're shooting, the Transformers or something?
It's called Brighton Falls, which is a spinoff of Transformers. And it's a lot of fun. I'm in the process of finishing it up next week on it, and it'll be a lot of laughs. You know, it's a girl falls in love with a transformer.
Are you the transformer?
No, okay, I'm the girl. I play the girl.
Did you ever do any films with that Harvey Weinstein guy?
Harvey. He was always flitting around town
in the shower.
Yeah, he was always looking for a back rub.
Something like that. Is that what the deal was?
He was always looking for a back rub.
It's something else, that guy.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You know, the scandal here is here's a man who used a promise to a girl that he was trying to seduce, get her to come up to his room,
right?
By saying, "I swear to God on the lives of my daughter."
Two
daughters.
Come on.
You know, this guy here used his family members to try and get a massage.
Unbelievable. Something else. All right, we're here on the show. We got to talk about a lot of things. Pat Boone's going to be with us. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about this week on the show and a lot of good things, too. So stay with us. This is the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is Hal's yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's WinterGuard today.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the acting legend, the football legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. I've got a couple news items. As I said, Y.E. Tittle, great Giant quarterback and quarterback for LSU. He was a great guy, and he died at the age of 90.
It's a good life.
And, I tell you... He was really something. He was a real interesting guy. His good friend, Matt Hazeltine.
Yep.
He brought Matt out of he was a linebacker for the 49ers, retired, and then in 1970, my second year in New York, YA, who was a training camp coach for quarterbacks and stuff, helped out with the offense and training camp and stuff. But he talked Matt Hazeltine out of retirement to come back to play with the Giants. So he was 1 year out of the league and came back in 70. And Matt and I became very close friends. We lived together in New York City, had just a terrific time over there on the East Side. And we played for the Giants, and the Giants had a great year in 1970. And YA was such a well-renowned figure in New York. People loved him. He did not win a championship, but he was close to it. Had him in the championship games in the early 60s. But he passed away today, so I just wanted to say, recognize that and send my blessings to his family.
Great quarterback out of Louisiana State University.
LSU Tiger.
Boy,
and the other one was a couple of other side notes. You know, Adrian Peterson was traded from the New Orleans Saints to the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, he's been moving around a little bit now, right?
Yeah, he's on the downside.
Minnesota, then
he's on the downside. Maybe they'll use him, throw the football to him out of the backfield. Who knows? But he's now a Cardinal. John Farrell, manager for the last 5 years with the Boston Red Sox, has been fired.
Wow.
He was fired on Wednesday, 2 days after the Red Sox lost in the divisional series for the second year in a row.
Yeah, the Astros are a good team.
They are a very good team. They're the dark horse over there. Yeah. And then, of course, Miami Dolphins coach, offensive line coach, Chris Forrester, F-O-E-R-S-T-E-R, Forrester, has been fired. He's resigned, actually, from his position after a video was released on social media showing him snorting a white powdery substance.
Yeah, I wonder what that was.
It wasn't Babbo.
Yeah, some,
it wasn't
know.
Dutch cleanser. So
wow,
you know, they fall by the wayside left and right here in the world of sports, like anything else, I would think. But
a lot of injuries too. I was watching that that game last week with the New York Giants and the Chargers over there, and you know, it was kind of a game of who was going to possibly win that game, and the Chargers actually hung on. The New York Giants are just like a shell of themselves, and they got more injuries on that team now, right?
Yeah, what did they do? They lost five. They lost three receivers on one play, or two receivers on one play.
What's that
one
all
of them,
about?
One of them was Odell Beckham. Well, yes. You get hurt in this game, that's for sure.
Right.
But, you know, every time I hear someone getting hurt, you know, I always want to know, what were the circumstances? You know, who was it, a lineman? Because, you know, sometimes linemen, offense and defensive linemen, they get rolled up on, you know. They're around a lot of people, big people. People are running and flying around, and they can't really see one another. But Beckham was interesting. He, the receiver, he made a quick slant pass to him, and then he went up for the ball. And he came down, and his right foot toe touched the turf.
Right.
And then he got hit, and it looked as though that his toe was stuck to the turf, and it looked like a classic example of an injury brought on by turf, by the contact between the rubber sole shoe and the surface of the AstroTurf.
Hold on a second. No one's been talking about this. They just talk about him being out for the season, but no one's really talking about the cause of that injury.
There's a lot of causes, and it was interesting, and they kept running it back and said, well, there's the problem right there. It's the foot gets stuck, and it can't move. You know, if you have cleats, and I've mentioned this a couple of times, but when you have cleats, they dig into the ground, and when you get hit, they give way, they tear loose from the ground because the ground breaks loose when you're getting a pressure like that.
Right.
So an AstroTurf, the contact and the traction is on the surface, not in the ground, not in the dirt.
So it holds the cleat into it once the cleat goes in.
It sticks like flypaper.
Yeah.
And you can't, literally, you can't move your foot.
If you played on AstroTurf, you know this
stuff. I played on it too many times, and they say this turf that they have now looks more like grass. And it's artificial. It's an artificial surface. And once you put weight down on your foot and you're around a lot of people, it's very difficult. I'm, you know, I tell you, I was frightened to death. There was times when there was big pileups where you realize that there's people at the bottom of that pile who are stuck there and can't move.
Literally stuck there.
Literally
has dug into the rug. It's like if you're playing in your house and on a rug and you're playing with cleats, it's going to hang into that rug, and you're saying it's not going to give. Earth would give. The earth and the grass and the earth would give when you're hit and have a movement to kind of give somewhat.
The traction, the weight of the person is on the surface of the turf.
Right.
If you're on regular grass,
right,
and you have cleats, the cleats crack into the surface and go down into the dirt and give way.
Got it.
So that's why you can see when people, you know, if you go to a football game, you know, you can see the center of the field where people chew it up.
Right.
Well, that's good. You know, on AstroTurf, you know, you've got all these people out there running around in very close proximity who are in serious jeopardy of getting hurt on every play because of how your foot sticks into the ground on the surface. And Odell Beckham, his injury looked to me to be as though his foot was stuck and could not get away and break contact. You know, they've got this thing down. They got the right shoes and they've got the right surface. So when your foot lands on the surface, you've got such traction. It's very fast. Running backs, receivers, those are the people, defensive backs, people who have to make quick cuts, stop and start, love it. But it's bad for linemen, and it's bad for anybody who gets in traffic.
Wow.
and gets, especially running backs, you know, when they get jumped on by five or six guys, you know, you got people coming at you all different ways.
They must have done research on this over the years, that there's more injuries on AstroTurf than regular turf. Am I right? I mean,
I don't know what the stats are,
right,
but I do know they don't care. one way or another.
Yeah, that's the deal. So they don't care. But here's the deal. And we can come back and talk about this. If you're an owner of a team, your commodity here is your players. You spend a lot of money to get right. The good, great players. If you got a guy like like Odell Beckham who's out for the year, you're losing money. You're still paying him, and you've lost money possibly because he was on AstroTurf.
Well, it's a multiple stadium, a multiple use stadium. They have the Jets and the Giants playing there, and they figure, well, we don't want to have to pay the upkeep of regular grass, so we're going to get rid of it. Just do what the Cardinals do and wheel it in and wheel it out at the end of the stadium. Water it, replace it, resod it, and put some sunshine on it, and then wheel it back in.
More with Fred Dreyer on the Lounge straight ahead.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We are back in the lounge. It's the Sports Lounge, which every week at this time. Glad to have you with us here on this radio station, this channel of your TV set, this app. Don't forget you can take us with you wherever you go. Just on your smartphone, dial #250, and when the phone call's answered, say CRN Talk. Our app is loaded to your phone. You can listen to Fred Dreyer wherever you are, anywhere in the world. #250 and say CRN Talk. It's a phone call. Once again, here's Fred Dreyer.
Let me write that down. By the way, I want to make a note for New Year's. Black tie at your house?
Yeah, black tie, Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Mike Horn having a black tie affair. I said, there's something wrong there.
Something going on. We'll be having it. So,
what are we talking about?
We're talking about injuries. We're talking about specifically Odell Beckham out for the year. And you're equating this now. You said that the announcers were sitting there talking about, well, it looks like his foot was stuck or whatever. And
No, they didn't say that.
They did not say it?
They didn't even acknowledge
the fact that
there was an obvious, foot
problem. So they analyzed the shot over and over again, and no one ever said, hey, look, it's the AstroTurf.
No, that's what makes this whole observation ridiculous.
This is interesting now.
You don't want your color commentators, and I'm not looking for intrigue, honestly, but I am looking at why things happen and why they don't happen.
The politics of sports.
And it's flat-out politics. They don't want color commentators bad-mouthing the product. They don't want them to criticize. When I say bad-mouth, I mean it comes out as that. They can be criticized
as
that.
Criticizing AstroTurf.
But you're criticizing the turf, and it's an unnatural surface, and unnatural things happen from it. I played on it for I don't know how many years, but it was it's the worst feeling in the world to be in proximity to other people and you can't move your feet. Pile is going this way and your knee is over here.
Instead of it giving, you're stuck into it.
Well,
right?
You have no control.
Paper.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just me and another tackle, he's blocking me, then I can control him and then I can unweight my foot and get out of there. But if you're around a bunch
the
of
weight
people,
is there,
if you've
stuck.
Got double team blocks and you've got traffic, there's a possibility when the ball is snapped, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 people in your area. And that's a lot of people in your area to have your foot stuck in one spot.
You're not able to lift it up.
Well, you're trying to hold your position,
right.
And you're trying to effectuate your job description. But at the same time, you can't continue to go to the well and not be lucky.
Back in the day when you played in the Sultan's day, when you were on the Rams before that, the New York Giants, and you played, you say that you were worried. I don't ever recall you saying you feared something, and you just feared with people in the area. Because you knew what it was like on this AstroTurf. And no one then talked about it, and no one still now talks about it. I don't know why people wouldn't say, hey, let's just go regular surface here. We'll figure out a way to keep the lawn in there. It'd almost be better for the team to roll out new sod for every game than it would be with
getting a
guy out that's making millions of dollars on your payroll and he can't play for the year.
It's an absolute money deal. And I remember going into Wellington Mara. We were playing at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Went into Wellington Mara's office in 1971, and on his desk, he had a square.
He was the president of the team, the owner?
He owned it.
Yeah.
He had a 4x4 square of AstroTurf sitting on his, laying on his desk right there.
Yeah.
And I went over and looked at it. He goes, interesting stuff, isn't it? And I said, yeah, you're not going to put it in Yankee Stadium on you, are you? He says, no, but we may put it in our new stadium we're going to be building.
Oh, my.
Which was the new Giant Stadium in the Meadowlands.
Yes.
And they did. I was gone by then. And I kept thinking to myself, I'm not going to play on it.
Imagine that playing every game is bad enough when you're on
the road.
Well,
you got to practice on it, too.
I wonder how many people get injured in practice. Where are these stats? This is the world of stats. Where do we need these stats for this kind of thing?
How about this?
How about
running down on a kickoff? A friend of mine, this happened to a friend of mine in Philadelphia. Yeah. Run down on a kickoff, and you start to slow down. You break down.
Right.
You get going. You're going so fast on the surface.
Right.
You break down to engage the return kicker, the kick returner, and you're going so fast that your weight overrides your knee.
And you stick again.
And your toe sticks, and all your weight with the stuck-in foot into the ground comes from behind you
on your
and
knee.
Blew his knee out.
Oh.
He didn't even come in contact with anybody. He just slowed down on the
turf. Just put the brakes on,
This stuff is terrible.
And it still is in the stadiums today.
Yeah, but see, as generations go, my complaint isn't registered with the players of today.
You don't even hear this from the players' union. I don't hear the players' union talking about this.
Well, they don't do anything. Remember, they've waived all of their ability to raise issues because the league agreed to pay them a bunch of money. They're getting 53% of the TV revenue. So the players just say, hey, we got our money. You can do anything you want as long as we get what we want. And they've got what they want, and the owners have what they want.
In the meantime, there's players out there who end their career early. This guy, Beckham, may not come back after an injury like this.
It's a fracture, I hear.
It's a fracture? Okay. Yeah. We'll continue straight ahead here. It's The Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. We are back in the Sports Lounge every week at this time. This radio station, this TV network channel that you're listening to, CRN Talk Radio, Sports USA, Sports Byline, bringing it to you. Don't forget, take us with you on your cell phone, on your smartphone. Just dial, make a phone call, pound 250, hit send. When the call is answered, say CRN Talk, and you got our app right on your phone. You can listen to Fred Dreyer, the star of our show, anywhere you go. Once again, here's Fred.
Thank you so very much. We are always happy to hear from
love this man,
our good pal Pat Boone. He's with us today,
man.
And he's done a terrific job writing a little column Pat Boone wrote.
He's the legendary performer
for World Net Daily.
Yeah,
regarding the National Football League and this taking knee situation. Pat, welcome to our show.
Hey, Fred, Mike, good to talk to you.
Good to be with you, Pat.
Oh boy, we miss seeing you over there at your office there in Beverly Hills. We got to come over there again.
Can we come over there and just have a cup of coffee with you, Pat, and feel like we're special?
You're welcome. And still there. I'm not quite as active as an entertainer as I have been, although I'm still doing concerts and we're planning some TV things. And even, hate to tell you this, but I don't think it's competition, but a podcast that will feature all of my records. I've recorded some.
How many?
1,500 songs.
Wow.
Of all types and all genres, practically. I mean, gosh, no other singer that I can ever think of has recorded or had chart success in more genres than I have, like country, pop, rock and roll, gospel, folk, patriotic, jazz.
Man, you a crossover, believe me, you're Mr. Crossover.
I'm telling you, here's the deal. This is, you talk to Pat Boone. This man, you, Fred Dreyer, we talk about being an icon. You're iconic. You're on TV during the golden age of TV. Great sports legend. Here's Pat Boone with all these 1,500 songs coming up and rock music started, crossing barriers, going into all the stuff you talked about, gospel, pop, rock. He even did a heavy metal tune. This is the man, acting, doing performances everywhere. You're a slice of Americana, Pat Boone, so when you're on the show, we like to listen to what you talk about, but let me be the first on behalf of all our listeners to say thank you for everything you've done in your illustrious and wonderful career.
Indeed.
Well, I thank you, and of course I can add to that list of credits, which is more germane for this discussion, and that is I am the only pop singer you can think of who's actually outright owned a professional sports franchise, the Oakland Oaks.
Oh, yeah.
In the ABA.
The ABA.
I helped start the league, and then I owned the Oakland Oaks, and we won the championship with Rick Barry and Doug Moe.
I remember
this now.
In 1959, we won the championship.
So let me ask you this.
Right, '69.
When you owned the team, did you have a set of rules and regulations so when the national anthem played, people stood up and respected the flag, and they were setting an example here for everybody to take a look at?
The idea of a rule was absolutely not thought of unnecessary because everybody always stood for the national anthem, and most of us put our hand over our heart, and if we were ex-military, we might salute. I mean, this was taken for granted. I would imagine, Fred, that you have made your listeners aware of the actual rules, the long-standing rules since Pete Rozelle's day in the NFL that required all players to be there front and center, standing at attention, holding the helmet in the left hand and the hand over the heart, right hand, not talking, and on time, and paying respect to the flag and the anthem while it was being played.
It was looked forward to. I was 23 years old in 1969, playing in Yankee Stadium, Pat. I was on, we played, our bench was right outside the third base dugout, and we stood right at the sideline there with our helmets under our left hands, and a flyover came over, and it was part of Pro Football Sunday. You know, school, college, and then you had Pro Football on Sunday. It was such a it was all a part of the spectacle that you contributed to. And by the way, that's in the contract.
Yeah.
That's in your player contract. And for anybody to think that, well, I think I'm going to use this moment to kneel, and then when someone asks you, why weren't you standing up? And you say, well, I'm protesting the fact that there's too many white cops killing black people in this country, and I disrespect the flag because that represents something that doesn't represent us. And that's what Kaepernick was saying. And,
yeah.
And now, because of the incompetence of the league, of owners, you know, I say this all the time, that the San Francisco 49er owner should have gone right to the microphone as soon as this thing happened and said, just a second, you can go right down the hall or use your time off, however you want to do it. We'll have a thing set up for you down at the Embarcadero. You can shoot your mouth off and you can complain and moan and groan about all the injustices that you see in this country for black people. But
yeah.
You don't do it now. Don't do it at the expense of our paying customers. It's rude. It embarrasses me. And don't ever do it again. And if you don't, there's going to be a consequence, which there should have been and there wasn't.
Well, interestingly, Fred, I agreed with you from the start.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
We love watching sports, but with so many options for television and online streaming, it's nearly impossible to catch all the best moments of your favorite games. Now with the SportFlip app, you can receive real-time, customized notifications so you know when your games are back on after a break. SportFlip is simple. Just set which games or teams you want to follow, and whenever a game returns from a commercial break, period change, or rain delay, you will receive a notification on your device. Download SportFlip from the App Store today and watch more sports.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
We are back in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Sultan, coming up here this month on the 21st, 44 years ago. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. Yes, it was a great day against the Green Bay Packers, and I can only wish that the present-day Rams have as much luck as I did on that day.
Well, we're having luck. It's a great day. We've got the iconic, the legendary Pat Boone with us.
Indeed.
We're talking a little NFL. Pat, of course, former owner of a basketball team in the ABA. Rick Barry on that team, so he was an owner. He's watched this thing, and we're talking about this NFL national anthem protest.
And the interesting thing is, Pat, I wanted to talk to you a couple of things. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, a couple of weeks ago came out, and he knelt down on the sideline with his players and what they call, you know, in unison. And yeah. And it was all wonderful. Everybody was holding hands and swaying back and forth.
Yeah.
But the fans did not like it. The fans didn't like it. They got a lot of controversy out of this act. Goodell and the owners, 32 of them, have this rule written in the contract. Nobody stepped up and said, just a second. You know, Colin Kaepernick can do what he wants to do. But, you know, for us to now impose this politic, and that's what it is, impose this politic on America at the expense of the fans just irritates the hell out of everybody.
And, you know, when LeBron James weighed in and called the president a bum and said this is another of his efforts to divide us, And LeBron James, of course, extremely wealthy guy, was so out of place and was acting like Trump was doing something to divide. Actually, these actions are doing more to divide and to create racial divide than anything Trump said, because the spectacle of these people disgracing the flag and the anthem not the Pledge of Allegiance, but the anthem, is creating adverse reactions, not sympathy for their cause. And here's a footnote. Have you heard lately that Kaepernick is desperately trying to get a job somewhere now, and none of the teams want him, but he said he's working out. This is, I think, on one of the 60 Minutes or one of the shows, shows him working out in the gym and trying to be ready if some team will have him.
Right.
And he's actually said, and I will stand for the anthem.
I heard that.
That's too late there, Colin.
I heard that. It's like, here's the deal, Pat Boone and Fred Dreyer in our audience. It's okay to protest. Everybody has a right to do it, but not in the workplace. I mean, it's like if we sat here right now and some guy came in shouting and screaming on the microphone, guy's going to get fired for disrupting the show. So, I mean, that's kind of the problem. And don't look now, but the ratings are out, and the NFL telecasts are down in viewership 17%. That's almost one-fifth of the audience less than last year.
That'll get their attention. And Goodell, Goodell has already said, I really think that all the players should stand. He finally came out and said that.
Yeah, a month. They're just a month late. Too late. And what's embarrassing is that something this remedial, something this simple, something this honest and forthright that has had precedent decade after decade is now being challenged by a group of idiots. These people cannot even articulate their position in this. They've got the NAACP now involved in all of this. They now have people now yelling at Mike Mike Ditka because he used the word there's really been no oppression for the last 100 years. Well, which obviously whatever the context of his conversation was, he misspoke. But the other thing about this is it's a very touchy subject, isn't it? If you don't use proper language correctly, they will jump on you and destroy you.
I'd love to make two quick points.
Please.
One is that there were many worthy ways in which Kaepernick and the others could have voiced their concern, and that would have been, for instance, if Kaepernick, who was under contract for over $100 million to play football, he could have said, I'm going to dedicate $50 million of the money that I'm going to make playing football to inner-city programs, to food bank programs, for all kinds of efforts that will help the people I'm concerned about, and I'll bet a lot of my fellow players will join me in this effort. Now, people would have come from all over, all races, colors, and said, hey, that's great. God bless Kaepernick for stepping up and putting half these millions he's getting for playing football to do something positive. No, he got down on his knee and protested against the flag, called it freedom of speech or freedom of expression.
Oh, brother.
And I want to quote the noted philosopher, Tommy Lasorda, who said,
we love him,
who said, speech is when you talk. Now, argue with that.
Speech is when you talk. Tommy's got it. That's it. And putting your foot in your mouth is another way of stopping the speech, I'll tell
not
you.
Not when you paper your own house.
Yeah.
And so I've just been personally kind of enraged about it as a guy who actually owned the team, and we had some great, great players that played for us, and we had one incident when a guy named Warren Armstrong, who called himself Jabali at that point, stomped on the head of a player as they ran down court and had to be taken off out of the game for a little while. But Larry Brown was one of our coaches, players, and Doug Moe, they went on to become great players and coaches. And, of course, Rick Barry, Hall of Famer. I mean, we had blacks and whites playing together and getting paid equally for proportionately for what they contributed to the team. And it was a harmonious thing, which sports has always been and should always be. But, the other thing that LeBron James did, he accused the president of politicizing sports. What do you think Kaepernick was doing?
Hey, the first kneel. Hang on here. More with Pat Boone. Straight ahead with Fred Dreyer in the Sports Lounge. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. We got our email segment here. You can send your emails to Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Charlie, Robert, Nancy, crntalk.com. Steven says, Fred, enjoyed last week's broadcast. Any suggestions about a diet-oriented reading list that would help me understand your philosophy?
Well, that's a good question, and I've been asked about this a lot over the years, and I have to put together something. Maybe one of these days we'll have a show on nutrition, sports nutrition.
That would be good.
Regular nutrition, and we'll advertise it, and because it's complicated. It's simple in its nature, but it's complicated when you get into it.
Richard said, Fred, is your home safe from the most recent fires?
Yes, it is. Thank God. Thank you.
Okay. Joe says, Rick Hunter, I miss you. God bless you, Fred.
Thanks very much, Joe. Appreciate it.
Jason says, what's your favorite part when you were a Ram? What was your favorite part of being a Ram?
My favorite part was my friendships with the people.
Yeah, and you still have those friendships to this
day. Yeah, many. I have many, yes.
Tony says, love you, Fred. Matthew is here, says, I was a big fan of Hunter. I really looked up to you as a young boy. Who was your favorite actor growing up? Anyone that you looked up to?
Well, I had John Wayne, certainly. Lee Marvin was always a beauty. He was a terrific performer.
Right.
I loved Elizabeth Taylor. And I liked
you dated her. I hope you heard that.
And I loved a lot of those guys from the 60s and the 50s. They were the ones that influenced my childhood.
Kyle says, what's it like winning a professional football game?
It's fantastic because, they're going into these games, it's not easy winning because these are professional players.
Send your emails to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. are in the Sports Lounge. Joe is flying by. Don't forget to take us with you wherever you go. Take your smartphone. Put our app right there on your smartphone. Just dial this phone number, #250, hit send. When the call is answered, say CRN Talk. You get our app on your phone. You can listen to Fred Dreyer, the star of our Sports Lounge, wherever you go, along with a special guest today, Mr. Pat Boone.
It's so great to have you folks tuning in today. We have a very special guest and a great friend. We've been friends for many, 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 many years. And we have Pat Boone with us here. And Pat, how's your family, by the way, before we...
Well, my family is doing great, expanding like crazy. In fact, I was going to ask if I could say a couple quick good things. One has to do with the family. My wife, Shirley, has been having some physical problems, but is showing good signs of recuperating, and she has a new heart valve and a pacemaker.
Fantastic.
And getting more energy, and we have just been presented, you know, we have 16 grandkids.
God bless you.
And we now have been presented with our ninth great-grandchild.
Wow.
And it's starting to come in little flurries now as the grandkids are learning how to procreate, and we're...
Pat, maybe you want to go back into team ownership. It sounds like you got the players already.
We got a league already.
You got a league?
One good thing I wanted to say about the league and about sports in general, and that is, on the positive side, I love the fact that most of the sports are singling out players who are doing great humanitarian things on their own. And they're honoring them for it, and that really warms my heart that some of these players are taking some of the massive amounts of money they're getting paid to play, and they're turning it back into their own communities and helping people, and that's the way you do away with any kind of racial division or prejudice. You just prove you're a good man and you're helping other people, and everybody's going to love you. The other thing I wanted to say is that, in fact, Fred, have you been to, you or Mike ever been to Israel?
Yes, I have.
I have not.
Oh, well, listen, I'm inviting everybody in earshot to come with me on a tour. I've been there 22 times.
Oh, my.
And I'm hosting a last incredible first-class tour of Israel next May 9th for 10 days.
Wow.
And we're going to go to all the sites that the Bible describes and some that most people don't get to see. I'm a close friend of the Prime Minister of
Netanyahu.
He calls me Speedy. He loves Speedy Gonzalez.
When
he was in college, and he always said, "How you doing, Speedy?" But we'll visit with the Prime Minister. We're going to see all the places. We're going to do a TV special from the Roman Amphitheater in Caesarea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do two actual concerts of my own music in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, and we're going to take maybe 500 people.
Wow.
And it will be first class all the way, and it's my bow out. I'm trying to learn how to retire.
And what are you going to do, though, Pat? Now, come on. What are you going to do?
You got the podcast. You'll be at that podcast.
Yeah, you're a teenager.
You'll be here on this network.
But come to Israel with me, and you can find out about it by just going to patboonisraeltour.com. And you two guys are invited specifically. But
I would love to come.
Everybody listening, listen, you walk.
How do they find out more? How do you get more information to go?
patboonisraeltour.com.
PatBooneIsraelTour.com.
That's it.
Beautiful, Pat.
PatBooneIsraelTour.com.
Yeah.
We'll put that up on our website, too, but all of you just heard it, so you can go check it out. Pat Boone, we love you. You are just the gentleman of all gentlemen, and we appreciate your insights into these things, and we want to travel with you. PatBooneIsraelTour.com. We'll check it out. Thanks so much for being with us.
Listen, I'll call you again and get another ego boost before long.
Thanks,
Pat. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
The one and only Pat Boone. Don't forget, follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back. Final segment here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the Sultan, the Hollywood acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Great to be with all of you, as usual.
Good to have Pat Boone on the show. You two icons. It's great when there's the meeting of the minds of you two.
Well, you know, when it's different when you're on the phone with somebody than you are when you're with them, in person.
Yes.
And the times we spent together over his office, laughing it up and having a good time, exchanging ideas and bouncing it around was really great. And I would like to, at some point in time, try to, while we all have our wits about us, that we all can get together and spend more time together, maybe do some sort of a broadcast together.
I would like to. We're going to work on that and see if we can get that going. That would be great, as a matter of fact, a second show for you. By the way, I think Pat doesn't know, most of our audience doesn't, that you have busted a few notes that you sang on the old Ed Sullivan show, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I'm still getting residuals from that ass cap.
All I Wanted for Christmas Was My Two Front Teeth.
Yeah, I did.
That was one of the great.
And I had two busted front teeth at that time.
That's just great.
It was really good.
So it was great. Did we look that up?
And of course, Ed Sullivan was all, it was the Jets and the Giants. It was Christmas
right here on our stage,
on the where David Letterman had his show.
Really, really sure.
But he come out and said, right here on our show, right here, yeah. Giants and Jets. All right, you Giants, you. Here's a big song with Fred Dreyer. It's Fred, isn't it?
Eddie,
I love Eddie, you, Eddie. Topo Gijo, that little tiny mouse.
All right, so let's get everybody to go to your website, because we got to talk about Highway 395. This thing is busting out like crazy, and you've got they go to freddreyer.co.
Yes, FreddDreyer.co, and you'll see the trailer. You'll get an idea of the movie, and then you have the opportunity to download it and purchase it for your pleasure.
Yeah, that'll be great. And there's some pictures and stuff up there as well, too. And you got anything about the Transformer movie coming up that you're going to be?
Nothing we can talk about.
All right. Want to remind everybody they can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And the website, FredDreyer.co. And don't forget, download CRN, pound 250.
50 and say CRN Talk on your smartphone. Final thoughts from Fred Dreyer.
Well, first of all, thanks to Pat Boone for spending time with us. And I want to say have a great week. See you over the weekend. Have a great time. Thank you.
We love watching sports, but these days it's nearly impossible to catch all the best moments of your favorite games. Now with the new SportFlip app, you can receive real-time customized notifications so you know when your games are back after a commercial break, period change, or rain delay. Download SportFlip from the App Store today and watch more sports.
Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7. A special news and update station you control. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.